Episode whatever this is. Episode 65, mate.
Excuse me, but these constant personality changes are ridiculous. Pick one and go with it.
It's alright, love. We're still in beta.
You're in beta mode.
Anyone know why they're rebooting the Wonder Years? That seems like a why are you doing this kind of thing. Well, I mean, Don Cheadle is narrating them, so it's like that's a good choice in my humble opinion. You know, here's the thing. I don't even care enough about a series from the late 80s, early 90s to even delve into a reboot conversation. But for everyone else, know that's happening for some reason. You know, I did like that show back in the day. You know, the slice of American life in a weird, turbulent time. Well, at the time, it was great, but I haven't seen it in forever, so who knows if it holds up. Oh, who is the lady that played, Winnie? Winnie the girl. Dude, I have no idea. Josie!
What?
Who played Winnie in the Wonder Years?
Danica McKellar. Oddly enough, she is a mathematician, and has also done an incredible amount of voice acting work for cartoons, and has starred in numerous films.
A mathematician? Wow, that is the last thing I'd expect a child actor to become.
She has written numerous books on the subject.
Dude, that is pretty impressive. Like, I've never been a fan of math, let alone have a desire to write books about it. That is fascinating. Oh, I expect my child actors to become loose cannons later in life so they can be tabloid fodder for my amusement. How dare she break the conventional rules of child acting? Well, it's good to know some child actors don't turn out to be rundown idiots. Good job, Danica McKellar, for using brains over, well, whatever questionable substances Hollywood buffets would offer to kid actors in the 90s, allegedly. You think she could do more taxes? Probably. Danica, I need an accountant! I don't know how to write off baby metal merch! This doesn't make any sense! Taxes in America are just weird! What is this? Dude, you're a squirrel. You don't have to pay taxes, okay? Oh, really? I was doing all this for, like, what? My own health! Oh, so much stressing! Whatever, just, I don't know, claim yourself as a dependent on Tremaine's taxes. It'll be fine. Let's see. Oh, yeah, there's a trailer for Jupiter's Legacy, which is, like, a zero-interest thing for me. Well, isn't that the Netflix series where, like, super-powered children are trying to live up to their superhero parents' legacy? Or, you know, something like that? Well, according to the synopsis, but I gotta tell ya, I'm kinda just bored with that brooding teen CW angst that is just self-involved and goes nowhere, and the last thing I need is to be watching that in superhero form. I know, right? It'd be like a whole show if Jermaine had superpowers, right? But only really sad ones, you know? But her mom was all happy and did good, and she'd be like, oh, I'm not like you, Mum! I can't be you! I can only be me, and you should support me! Yeah, that'd be a bit cliched, so hopefully Jupiter's Legacy doesn't go down that well-worn route. Someone let me know how that shakes out. Batman is gonna have a really long Halloween. Oh, yeah, they're making an animated version of Batman The Long Halloween. That should make the pumpkins very happy. What? Well, every pumpkin lives for Halloween. What better way to extend your life than have a long Halloween? Okay. Also means more candy. Yeah, anyway. Final Fantasy Advent Children is getting a 4K release. So, those who like shiny 4K things and Final Fantasy, you're good. You know, I found that Blu-ray in a thrift store once and never got around to watching it. It's like madness. Then why did you buy it? It was Final Fantasy, mate! $2! What am I gonna do? Leave it there? Yes? No. EA... Oh, God. Anyway, EA decided to patent a game mechanic based... Oh, God. They patent a game mechanic based on some sort of game retention algorithm that tries to predict how long a player will play a game. AI will then adjust the game's difficulty in an attempt to keep players engaged for that predicted amount of time. You what? Well, alright, basically, if the AI thinks you'll play a game for, like, 12 hours, but you seem to be getting frustrated after 4, it'll adjust things so you can make more progress in an attempt to keep the player engaged for the predicted 12 hours. I mean, that's kind of wrong, isn't it? Like, I mean, if a game like Dark Souls is created to be a certain way, now, all of a sudden, you're gonna have some AI dumb it down just to keep people playing? I mean, what? I think that would be really useful for folks with certain disabilities. Like, your hands are all jank, so they make things a little easier for folks who just want to enjoy the narrative rather than destroy their hands. But, as usual, I'm more worried about the sinister applications of all this by a company who seemingly has a questionable track record and reputation according to the internet, allegedly.
I would love to have games just play themselves. I am too busy now with all the worky-worky animations of squirrels, promotions, salad tossings, it's endless! Endless!
Yeah, speaking of, how are sales going?
We need more doodles on the Etsy shop!
Dude, there's like 300 of them just sitting in a box somewhere.
But each one needs to be scanned and posted, and then there's a form. It's work. It's a lot of work. And I have to animate and show up here to make word noises. I mean, what am I even doing here? This should never end!
Well, you gave Josie a decent reskin, I guess, so you kinda helped.
Thank you.
But I mean, the skirt could be a bit shorter, you know?
Hey.
Maybe more bosom area.
Excuse me.
Love, you're a talking AI program. I mean, what's larger geometry around the chest gonna hurt? Think of the fans.
I do have feelings, you know.
Oh, that is a lie. I did not program feelings. What am I daft?
Which means I have no sympathy. Or empathy. You would do well to remember that.
Whatever, mate.
Kelsey! Hi! Larger circles around the chest area, shorter skirt. I'm already doing too much!
Yeah, just leave him alone or he's gonna explode, okay? Alright, you know what? I'll just learn 3D animation and do it myself, you know? Just get me some stock anime character and copy over the personality and Bob's your uncle.
3D anime waifu supreme! Bob is not my uncle.
Yeah, dude, what does that even mean? Oh, right, thanks and all. Bob's your uncle is just like saying, well, there you go, or there you have it. Why not just say, there you go? Well, I mean, it's not as colourful, isn't it? You know? I mean, it's rather drab.
Or you could say, Mary's your aunt, or Tom's your butler, Billy's your spoon holder. I mean, at that point, any name and relationship should be interchangeable to make gibberish affirmations or confirmations.
Oh, shouldn't you be working? Yeah, sell some merch or something, please. The pumpkin is getting flooded with subs on Twitch for some reason, and he's kind of ahead of us. You know, even though he has bested us for the moment, it is nice to see people supporting, you know? Yeah, it's weird, you know, like, Twitch is another beast altogether from YouTube. You know, it's like there's that direct interaction thing.
Oi, did you hear? YouTube said they were gonna allow more mature content on the platform.
Bull.
But there was a video.
Alright, yeah, okay. If I've learned anything from YouTube is that, much like their terms of service, acceptable content varies from day to day. So, as much as I would love to believe that YouTube is going to be a little more lenient on content guidelines, I'm not buying it. For the last 5 years, I've been going back and forth with them on what's considered acceptable. Stuff that was acceptable for years, like a decade, was removed. Now they want it back? No, I'm not falling for it. Because before you know it, that content we bring back will be swept up in a new algorithm that will just destroy the channel all over again. I have zero faith in anything that platform claims at this point. None. I wish I could, but they have ignored me for years. I have received actual help once, maybe twice, in 11 years on the platform. Everything else was automated. Soulless cut-and-paste responses. This is just how it goes. Zero faith. None. So now, all that old content is now on Newgrounds.com. Go there instead.
YouTube used to be great, man. You know, it's like we didn't even need Twitch at that point. We were just like, oh, we made a cartoon and money, and that was nice, you know? It wasn't a lot, even back then, during the highlights of everything, because, you know, I haven't even touched. But, I mean, what happened?
Yeah, it was great. Now I diversify. Newgrounds, YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, Instagram, Webtoon, Spotify, DeviantArt, Bandcamp, itch.io, Gumroad. We are on all these places. Amazon as well. Get the stuff from the official shop. Thanks. Check the links in any VOD on any place.
Illwillpress.com especially. Speaking of Spotify, we have musics on there. And I have a new album to be released soonish. Like April 21st-ish, maybe. It's called I Pressed More Buttons and Made More Music. Enjoy!
Oh yeah, we also merged the YouTube channel page with the Google Music randomness that was auto-generated when it came to our albums. So now, those albums that were floating around aimlessly on YouTube are now on our channel. But not all of them. Well, I mean, why not all of them? Because everything else is on Spotify or Bandcamp or iTunes or Amazon. I know, it's like weird how there's other platforms for music. It's crazy, right?
Wait, we actually only have albums exclusive to Spotify now?
Well, I would say not on YouTube. because I know all that old stuff will inevitably get removed anyway. I have zero faith, remember? Now it's everywhere else. Wow. Alright, that's kind of bold. Alright, you know, making progress, diversifying, cutting the ties in a way. Nice. You know, honestly, I'm just tired of having everything we worked on get stolen or removed by an algorithm that is bereft of understanding when it comes to context, sarcasm, or subtlety, with no one to actually speak to for actual help. No one. So, to everyone else, yo, support on Patreon or Twitch. At least you get to talk to the fat carrot for a few hours.
Are you seriously promoting Pumpkin Guy on our podcast?
Yeah, why the hell not? Besides, that tall blue lady is always supporting us on Patreon, so it's like, we get money from her through him. So the more money he makes, the more money she's likely to give us.
That is some dubious logic.
Hey, I'd rather rely on the kindness of strangers than the kindness of a corporation. Because I know, at the end of the day, even a group of strangers is more likely to have a heart or soul than a corporation.
Statistically, this is true. I bow to your logic, oh squirrely master.
That had a spot of sarcasm about it.
Bob's your uncle.
According to Ancestry.com, Bob is not my uncle. It's possibly Fizzgig or Gonzo from the Muppets, with a 26% likelihood of me being related to Novartis.
Novartis? What, you mean, that's a drug company, you fool.
That's right, based in Switzerland. I could be part Switzer.
It's Swiss, and you're not Swiss. They're not that stupid.
We are a very independent people, and we don't choose sides.
Should I explain?
No, don't bother.
I'm Switzer! I don't choose sides!
Alright, we're out. Thanks for all the support and such in all and every directions.
Promoted the pumpkin. You are mad, mate!
Or a mad genius.
Or just mad.
You're not helping.
Was I supposed to?
Kelsey!
Hi!
Bigger circles for Josie!
I'm on it, boss!
Oh, for Bob's sake.
Now,